T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Coach, you have us?
Yes.
All right, we'll go straight to Evan Barnes.
Taylor, obviously you guys got the first home win of the season tonight, but obviously were you guys aware at any point when, you know, things happened on the bench with Giannis and kind of, you know, as a team, how were you guys able to kind of just, you know, block it out and just try to focus on the task at hand a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we got notification in conversations with the league, you know, we had to pull him from the game, you know, abundance of caution and, you know, put him into the health and safety protocol. So big thing is he's not positive. So but it's an abundance of caution. You know, we had to make that move immediately. Great execution on the part of, you know, our performance staff, security staff to get that word out and to take him out of the game. But, you know, great job by our team. You know, the Nets, what an unbelievable game. What a heck of a performance by LeVert. You know, that third quarter they got going. They had a huge spark, a lot of momentum. And, you know, our guys just rallied, you know, came in at halftime. You know, it's tough playing with a lead. And obviously when JV goes out, you know, guys just rallied and just, you know, stayed the course, you know, despite a big run by the Nets. You know, I'm proud of our guys to just keep, you know, holding steady. Our defensive activity started picking up there in the fourth quarter, came up with some big stops. You know, these are the moments that we got to learn and grow from, you know, how to play with a big lead, how to get the crucial stops, how to, you know, execute down at the end. You know, great job tonight. You know, I thought at the end of the game, you know, getting the shots that we wanted, and it's proud of the guys to, you know, have them knock them down and come out with a big victory.
Mike Sadie.
Hey, Taylor, congrats on the win tonight. But you knew going into the season that there were going to be games or nights like tonight where things would pop up due to COVID. How do you handle that as a coach where you're in the midst of the game and then all of a sudden one of your best players has to check out for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you got to adapt and you got to remain positive through it. You know, that's something that we talked to the team at the beginning of the year, as unique of the season as it's going to be, you know, you've got to just be positive. You got to adapt. You got to comply, and you got to be together. You know, it's our pact, PACT. So tonight was a, you know, first test to go through that. Proud of the guys staying positive throughout it, especially, you know, having JV go out and a run happen, you know, with LeVert going off, you know, that's a true test. So really proud of the guys to adapt and, you know, next man up. You know, Gorgui wasn't playing in the first half. He had to step in. Other guys had to play different roles and different minutes. But it was a great team win, you know, a lot of contributions up and down the roster. And that's what you need in any given NBA game. And one, you know, such as tonight, you know, proud of how our guys responded.
Terry Davis.
How you doing, Coach? Congratulations on the first win, man.
Thank you, Terry.
Hey, man, you guys did a lot of little things, especially like the Deontay Milton. He blocked a shot, you know, got some things. There's little things that help you win this game. So how can you use this to stack more wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talked about it before the game, you know, in recent trend, our defense is getting, you know, a lot better. You know, we're trending in the right direction. I think our activity is picking up. You know, we've talked about our one-on-one defense, you know, limited fouling. Obviously, there's a lot to clean up. You know, how did LeVert get off and get some, you know, free shots and, you know, some poor execution, you know, all things that we can get better from. But I think for the most part, our attention to detail and our activity has been there in recent games. And that puts us in a position to win ball games. And I think it really fueled our offense. You know, our offense has been kind of struggling recently, but, you know, to play off of that energy right off the start, you know, having a good start compared to previous games, I think our defense really got us going. We were able to get out, play with great pace, move the ball, see the ball go through the net, and that's just contagious. So This is definitely stuff that we've got to continue to build off of, where, you know, defense, it starts there because you can control that and the effort and the activity, but we got to let that really feed into our offensive, you know, mentality and force and pace that we play with. I think we saw that a little bit more tonight, you know, especially with a great first quarter and throughout the game.
Joe Mullinax.
Congratulations, coach, on the win. You mentioned the run that LeVert went on. He has the tendency to do that, as we saw in the bubble. But you guys made some defensive adjustments, and you were able to force the ball out of his hands and get it to other Brooklyn Nets players that you probably would rather shoot the ball other than LeVert at that point. What are some of those changes that you made in particular to try to cool him off as he was red hot there entering the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of stuck to our initial game plan for the first half. You know, everything was working well. And when they got, you know, kind of free, you know, our bigs are normally back, you know, and they started hitting some mid-range shots, we wanted to kind of switch things up and switch personnel, and they started beating us on that. We struggled executing there. And then, you know, obviously he really got going, you know, one-on-one step backs, you know, rejecting screens and getting downhill, getting to the foul line. And we just said, we just got to take the ball out of his hands and really scramble. So it kind of really ignited the five, you know, man defense out there, where it wasn't just on one guy or two guys. You know, we try to put a lot more pressure on him, make him get rid of the ball, and then just scramble out of it. And I think we had a lot of success. It's something you always got to have in your back pocket. You know, and, you know, it's good to get that practice in those reps. And then I think that really kind of fueled our offense, you know, because our offense kind of sputtered a little bit when they're going on their big run. But when we started, you know, creating some turnovers and getting some stops, as I said a moment ago, it really got us out in pace. And, you know, we had a lot of looks that we missed, but then we had a lot of looks that we made. And, you know, credit to our defense to kind of figure it out there into the third and throughout the fourth quarter.
Last question will go to Keith Parrish.
Hey, Coach, outside of the starting lineup, the rotation was kind of completely shuffled up. You maybe played a little smaller. Obviously, Gorgie didn't play in the first half. Was that part of your data collection phase of the season, just trying something new? Was it matchup-based or response to last night? Can you speak to the rotation getting all switched up?
Yeah, we kind of came in with a different game plan tonight. You know, we've been having these conversations a lot. I know I get asked about the starting lineup a lot. I really challenged them after the Cleveland game, so I wanted to get those guys an opportunity to go out there and respond after the Cleveland game, and I thought they did a great job. And then in terms of, you know, the lineups throughout the game, we wanted to play a little bit smaller, you know, get, you know, a few more playmakers out there, you know, change it up, see what that could look like, continue to get more data, you know, to your question. And then know what's kind of the best course of action for us. But then is there something that you can apply to each different team? You know, is there something that we can find lineup-wise that might be a little bit more successful one night to the other? So early on the season, it's good to continue to get those data points and be able to make some more evaluations moving forward on what's best for the team.
Thanks, Coach.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.